One of the very interesting things as well, which I think happened, Monique, was the fact of your family being traced.
Oh, yes.
So,
well, this was... I didn't know what happened to my family. Mm-hmm. And I actually tried to keep a low profile on the basis that if any of my family survived, I was hoping that the Soviet Union would not be aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they were aware of it.
So you mean be aware of the fact you were no longer in Poland?
Not only were they aware that I was no longer in Russia, but they were fully aware I was in the Polish forces. They had an extremely efficient means of finding out how on earth a country in which the majority of the population are constantly hungry, how they could devote that amount of energy and effort to keep tabs on insignificant people who have at one time been in their country. They actually considered the act of my moving out of the Soviet Union as treachery.
It's treachery, even though you're actually Polish in the
first place. Yeah. They perceived it as treachery.
And treachery, would that be punishable by death, by any chance?
For someone of my lack of importance, probably by prison camp. People who served 10-year sentences frequently got another 10-year tacked on when it was time to be released.
Mm. So you kept a low profile, but you knew what happened to your brother.
No, I didn't know that.
In fact, I didn't know
that he was alive. I only found out that he and his family lived in the Soviet Union when I got that. I met that young man from the Jewish gen.
From Michael Tobias?
Yeah.
Gosh.
So it's Michael Tobias.
Mm-hmm. So that's
I actually met him. Some meeting in the synagogue, he met me there. I said, well, I could give you some interesting extra information. So I told him about myself. Extra information. He came back with a huge sheet giving my family tree, which I incidentally sort of knew, but this was much more up-to-date information.
Once you found out about your brother, did you find out, I think you were going to tell us, that he was in trouble because of the fact you had left?
He was in trouble partly because I had left the Soviet Union. This is what it meant, is that he was not allowed to work in any city of more than 300,000 of a population. That was the kind of ruling. So instead of being a professor in Minsk, they appointed him to be headmaster of a school of music, which was probably not his métier at all.
And am I right that your family thought you had died?
Yes. Why is it thought I should have been killed at Monte Cassino? Nonsense. So when they found out, it was...
Must have been so remarkable. So many years later.
Yes.
And was your brother still alive at that time?
No, my brother died in the 60s.
So it was his children?
Yeah. People die much more quickly in the Soviet Union now. People don't live to old age. A variety of reasons. Those who do well die early because A, too much drink, and B, not good enough food. Other people just die because of miserable conditions. And alcoholism is extremely widespread in the Soviet Union. This doesn't mean that my brother wasn't, but probably just depression didn't help him very much.
We usually end by asking people a very general question on reflections over a whole lifetime. What would you say, looking back, if you can tell us, were the high points in your life? And, of course, the low points.
Well, the high point, obviously, was getting my education. That, to me, was a high point. Low point, quite a number. Extreme low point when I lost my wife and I was left here on my own.
Mm. Of course.
We had no family, incidentally.
You talk about, you do have a nephew. Is that on your side or is that your
my wife's nephew,
side?
Yeah.